News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A primary school in Dublin has brought a High Court challenge to planning permission for Ireland's first supervised heroin injection facility. St Aidan's National School on Cook Street in Dublin's south inner city is immediately adjacent to Merchant Quay, Ireland's homeless and drug service centre. Back in October of last year, we spoke to Eilish Marr, the school's principal, about her concerns surrounding the injection centre.
The school's issue is not the facility. My issue is it cannot happen beside our school. If you can't open a takeaway within a certain radius of a school building or childcare setting, I mean, what message are we giving here to the children in Dublin 8? You know, as anyone knows, that hand in hand with drugs culture, there is antisocial behaviour and there is huge problems for drug selling and drug dealing. So we would see incidents on a daily basis of, you know, either public injecting, violence, a disorder, or drug selling and drug dealing.
Okay, that was Eilish Marr, the school's principal there. We are joined by Dr. Garrett McGovern, GP, specialising in addiction medicine at the Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum. Dr. McGovern, thanks indeed for joining us. Your reaction to this High Court action, first of all?
I suppose my main feeling is that in many ways the objections to the the injecting centre are very much the same reasons as to why we need an injecting centre. Mm. I work in that area in Dublin 8 and I've done so for over 20 years. There's a huge congregation of people who use drugs in that area. There's a huge problem with homelessness and there's a huge problem with drug-related paraphernalia sort of strewn in the streets. And this is an effort to actually improve that situation. There are many, many sort of needle exchange units around Dublin. It's very, very hard for them not to be near a school. And believe you me, we want children in schools not to be exposed to this. And we're trying to take injecting off the streets and into a safe centre and try and refer some of these people on to more conventional treatments like methadone maintenance treatment, Suboxone treatment. So we're actually trying to improve the terrain down there, because the terrain it isn't good, and there's no getting away from that.
Yeah, and I mean, look, you know, I take a fairly simple view on this. I defer to experts like yourself, and you know, you say there's a need for these treatment centres. I agree with that, but I'm also interviewed Eilish Marr a few months back, and I had huge sympathy for her. I mean, she recounted an incident where an unfortunate man had an overdose. Basically, as the kids were coming out of school. And she said it was extraordinarily distressing. And I was thinking, hand on my heart, would I want my own kids? In the abstract, in theory, I absolutely support the idea of this injection facility. But would I want my kids going to school right beside that injection facility? If I'm being totally honest, Garrett, I would say no.
That's true, but that's already happening, Shane. That's the problem. And this per person who was overdosing on the street, you know, if you look at the evidence internationally with injecting centres, people don't tend to overdose and die, and any of the overdoses that happen within the centre. We're trying to keep the visibility of this away from the streets, believe you me. And you know,
and does that work,
Garrett?
Because I think that is key. Like, does it actually take it off the street, or do you still see antisocial activity? Do you see dealing outside and so on?
They are obviously huge problems when a number of people come to a city centre, urban area, and want to get drugs. That's a wider issue, and it's not going to be solved by an injecting centre. But without a shadow of a doubt, if you look at the evaluations of all the centres worldwide, they've been very, very positive in terms of reducing the visibility of injecting on the streets, taking away drug-related paraphernalia from the streets, and keeping people in a safe centre to be able to inject. It's a horrendous thought, Shane, that we have to do this. I mean, a lot of people would say, what are we doing here, putting people who are injecting drugs? But this is the reality of the world we're living in. People do inject drugs.
No, Garrett, I absolutely accept that. I absolutely accept that. I just wonder, And I know you make a very fair point about it's hard to find somewhere that isn't close to something, but a street or two can make a huge, huge difference. Is there an argument for saying, yes, we need this facility, but maybe, you know, bring it 200 metres up the road or 300 metres up the road?
Well, look, I mean, there was a huge planning process, and Merchantsky, you have to remember, Shane, are providing needle exchange for service users on a regular basis. So, you know, they're well-skilled. They have a huge track record going back many decades. It's hard to argue against Merchantsky. They've got the facility. I've been in it. I mean, it's really, really absolutely perfect space for it. So it's very, very difficult to find the absolute perfect spot. And I, as I say, we're not very, very far away from school children. If they come out of a school and they walk, that we want to try and keep the visibility of Injecta, I can't stress that enough, away from school children. I'm absolutely with the principal on that.
Okay. Gareth, as ever, thanks indeed for talking to us. Dr. Gareth McGovern there, GP specialising in addiction medicine at the Priority Medical Clinic in Dundrum.